plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. Thrilled to be with you here this morning. A lot going on, a lot to talk about. Before we get into that, a couple of things to mention. First up, it is time to get ready for the holidays, and there is no better place than the annual Holiday Craft Fair at Northwestern Regional High School in Winsted. It happens next Saturday from 9 to 3. Amy will be there broadcasting live beginning at 11. Shop the vendors, grab a bite from one of the food trucks, see the agricultural education products, all while supporting the great kids involved at Northwestern Regional 7 FFA. It's always an amazing day of shopping and fun, the annual Holiday Craft Fair, Saturday the 18th at Northwestern Regional High School, Battistoni Drive in Winsted, hosted by parents, friends, and alumni of the Northwestern Regional FFA. It's always a fabulous event. We are always thrilled to be part of it, so make sure you check that out next Saturday. And like I said, Amy Ferrati, our very own Amy Ferrati, will be there broadcasting live starting at 11. So you get a chance to go out, see her, and of course support all those kids and the great work that they do out there. As for today, because obviously you're tuned in today, I'm here this morning to talk about All Is Calm. It's a musical that's opening in a couple of weeks in Goshen, and it's very interesting. It's an a cappella musical all about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. Now, I have two guests live in studio today. We're going to be talking all about it. But in addition to that, I have a pair of tickets that I'm going to be giving away for the November 26th 3 p.m. performance. It's for that specific date, all right? So it's Sunday, November 26th, 3 p.m. That's when the tickets are good for. So when I give them away after What's the Buzz, which is coming up in about a half an hour, make sure that if you want the tickets, you're available for that date because they are for that date specifically. In the meantime, we're here to talk all about the show, and I'm joined this morning by two members of the cast of All Is Calm. I'm joined by Mr. Dante Woods and Mr. Jonathan Jacobson from the cast. Good morning, gentlemen, to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Jonathan, it's great to have you on again. You've been on a few times in my tenure as host, and probably even before when my predecessor, the fabulous Johnny O, was host. Dante, this is your first trip here to Backstage on WZVG, so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here, and we'll start with you because you're new. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? How'd you get involved in theater, and how'd you end up with All Is Calm?
Well, while I was in high school, I was in choir, and I joined an a cappella group in high school, and one of the people in part of that group asked me to be a part of this musical called The Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first show that I was a part of. And after being a part of that cast and being a part of a group of people that were so passionate, it really changed my life. I did sports my whole life, but there was just something different about being a part of a cast of people that loved theater. Mm-hmm. And after that, I ended up going to college at American International College, and they had a small little theater program there. And the first show that we did there was Hair the musical.
Oh, wow.
But they never did any musicals before I got there, and I really was pushing the theater professor to do musicals because I couldn't be somewhere where there wasn't music. And so, yeah, we did Hair the musical, and that show also changed my life. And after that, I just couldn't stop. I could not stop. And this past summer, I did SpongeBob the Musical at the Warner Theater, and yes, that kind of opened an opportunity for me to be in All Is Calm at the Goshen Playhouse.
And we're thrilled to have you there. You have a phenomenal voice.
Thank you.
You bring so much to the room being part of it. I have to ask, you did Hair in college. Did you do the whole kit and caboodle, as it were?
We did not, unfortunately. We used some body suits and a scrim and some shadow work.
Yep. Okay.
But we pretty much, almost got there. Almost got there. We were very close on stage, I'll say that, physically.
Well, I mean, that's true for most casts. Hair, they just like to, they go that extra step, as it were. And Jonathan, it's great to have you back. We were talking before the show. I think the last time you were here was Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which was an amazing production. But audiences have seen you in other things as well. We go back, the two of us go back to Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at the Warner back
right,
in
right.
2015, excuse me. And then, what was, not too long after that, you did a play there. The legal drama.
Race.
Yep. Yes.
David Mamet.
Mm-hmm. But you've been sort of all over the place. You've done shows. You were most recently in Thomaston for their production of Rocky Horror Show.
That's right.
And so now here you are in Goshen doing All Is Calm. Is this your first Goshen show? Or
no, it's actually my third show at Goshen. And the first two were way, way back. and neither one of those was a musical. So it's But I've seen plenty of shows at Goshen, and I have to say, this is the perfect venue. Goshen is the perfect venue for this production. It's a nice vintage building. It's mm-hmm. intimate and cozy, mm-hmm. and it's perfect for this show.
Yeah, so great really acoustics.
Yeah.
Love the acoustics there. So, All Is Calm, as I mentioned, it's an a cappella musical, and it's about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. It's a World War I story based on true events. It quotes from actual soldiers, their letters, their diaries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's, from a story perspective, it's interesting in the way that it all unfolds. Would either of you like to chime in on that, how it gets told, how the story sort of progresses itself?
I mean, I think it's fascinating what the creators of the show have done, not only tying in the music of the period, mm-hmm. patriotic songs, obviously Christmas carols, hymns and things of that sort, but woven that together with the actual words from people who were there experiencing this remarkable event. And to create a show that actually has an arc from we're going off to war, isn't this fun, mm-hmm. to very quickly turning much darker and realizing the realities and the horrors of war, the death, and then culminating in this amazing truce that took place on the Western Front, on the trenches between the Allies and then the German forces. The story is amazing. The fact that you're hearing words from people who are actually there is amazing. And of course, the music is just fantastic.
Mm. Dante, how about what's your experience of it all been so far?
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. There's just something so genuine and raw about bringing these people back to life that were really here. And I'm so honored to, you know, get to speak as these soldiers that were actually fighting in these wars. And as far as the story, it really does progress from, you know, not really knowing what was going to happen when you were getting shipped off to war to facing that grim reality that, you know, you're fighting each other, you're killing people. It's not, you know, you're not shaking hands with everybody and having a good time and being in the trenches, hearing all sorts of things. I can't even really imagine what it was like for these soldiers, not really knowing, but then being there and just experiencing all of that at the same time. It was really scary for them, I can only imagine, you know, and just hearing different songs from the trenches, from the different forces and stuff like that, there's just something just raw about it that is gonna really touch people's hearts, I can only say.
Mm. And I think the a cappella nature really highlights that rawness and that genuineness, you know, where there's no musical accompaniment. It's just the voices. And we're really blessed to have a group of guys who can not only sing beautifully, but blend together beautifully. Mm. And it's really special for us to perform this, and I think it's going to be very special for the audience to hear it.
Yeah. The cast, you know, and full disclosure, I am part of the cast, you know, so at the risk of tooting my own horn, the rest of the cast reads like kind of like a who's who of some of the men of community theater in the area. Obviously, Jonathan Jacobson and Dante Woods here this morning to talk about it, but you've got Zach Geiger, phenomenal tenor voice, very talented young man. You've got Michael Newman, Dan Pori, Frank Beaudry, Tony Leone, Noel Roberge, and Joe Harding to round out the rest of the cast. I mean, if you've seen anything in the area in the last 10 years, you've seen these people.
Yes.
And it's, Dante, you mentioned the idea that it's in the trenches, the sort of the back and forth. It's such an ensemble piece because you have that those moments where people are transitioning, you know, nobody's just the one character. Everybody's right. playing multiple people. And you've got the groups of German soldiers and the groups of English soldiers, and maybe you've got a Scotsman in there or an Irishman or a Frenchman. And it's just so constantly interwoven. It's you know, Jonathan, before the show, you were saying you're jumping from person to person to person, literally putting on different hats in some cases because of all that you're doing.
It's great, and what makes it so moving is that these were real people. These are their actual words, and of course, music does a wonderful service of telling that that very personal story.
Yeah. Speaking of music, it's probably a good time to play a little bit of music. There was a recording done of All Is Calm by a group called Cantus, who worked with a group called Theater Latte Da. And they did it. They did a cast recording of All Is Calm, and that's the music that I have for us this morning. So we're going to kick things off with the opening number of the show. It's called "Will You Go to Flanders?" And I don't know, anything you guys want to say about this number?
I think it's a beautiful way to start off the show. I think it sounds amazing. Everybody in the cast does an amazing job. Zach starts it off with his beautiful tenor voice that just kind of comes out of nowhere. And he really, you know, he starts the show off on a high note. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
And I think it's a great opener because if you listen to the lyrics, it starts out very optimistic, very upbeat, and it gets more and more serious, and again, the reality of battle and war sets in, and I think that's indicative of the show as a whole.
Absolutely. So here it is from the Cantus production of All Is Calm. This is "Will You Go to Flanders?"
Will you go? My Mario.
That was Will You Go to Flanders from the Cantus Theatre Latte Da production of All Is Calm here on Backstage on WZBG. And that's just a taste of what audiences will experience if they go to see All Is Calm at the Goshen Playhouse in Goshen right there on... What route is that? Is that Route 4?
Route 4, yeah, and 63. Yeah.
Yep. I'm joined this morning by Dante Woods and Jonathan Jacobson from the production of All Is Calm, which is opening in 2 weeks on the 25th of November, just after Thanksgiving, and runs for 3 weekends through December 10th. Tickets are going quickly, and I happen to know that because of my involvement with the production, but that's not just some marketing ploy. They really are going quickly. So if you're interested, you need to go to goshenplayers.org to order your tickets. And again, I do have a pair of tickets for the Sunday, November 26th performance. It's a 3 p.m. performance that I'll be giving away later on in the show. So you can stay tuned to try to win those if you're available for that date. But in the meantime, if that's not good for you or if you don't win those tickets, goshenplayers.org is the place to go. Now, Dante, earlier you said that in school you did some choral work, some madrigal work, and whatnot. Jonathan, we were talking before the show, but for the benefit of the listeners at home, what's your background with a cappella style singing?
Also, did a lot of singing. I've done as much singing as I've done acting in my performing life. So I mean, all through high school, all through college, and since then, there's always been a vocal music component. Mm-hmm. So. Sang in the high school choir, sang in the madrigal choir, sang in a male glee club in college, also in a small a cappella group in college. So doing this music with a group of guys, you know, without accompaniment is really taking me back to those days, and it's just great.
Now, what's the process like for learning music in this style compared to what you would normally experience on a musical? I mean, I know Dan Ringett is the music director for the show. He is one of the premier community theater music directors in the area.
Hands down.
Yeah. Full stop.
We are blessed to have him. I can't tell you how wonderful he is to work with.
But how is this different from what you might normally encounter if you were doing, like, Grease or, you know, one of those old standby shows?
I would say that having musical backing tracks or any instruments playing for you definitely helps in terms of keeping tempo and just having something to fall back on. You know, you can kind of hear the key that you're supposed to be in if you can hear any kind of instruments.
Sure.
When you're doing a cappella, you really have to listen to everyone around you and listen to what you're doing. And I think that awareness is something that really changes between just doing something purely a cappella than a typical musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
thoughts?
No, I'd say the same thing. The orchestra, if you will, the accompaniment, if you will, is just the voices on stage. Mm. And so while there are solo passages, the whole point of this is to sound like one ensemble, and it's all about listening to the other parts, mm-hmm. and blending with the other parts and creating a unified sound, and that's very different from then just going out and belting a Broadway tune. Music in a musical is always important, is always central.
Sure.
But this is really all about the music and the quality of the music.
Yeah, and from something that I knew intellectually, but I didn't really internalize, was the idea of underscoring. In a musical, there's underscoring in different scenes and things where the orchestra is playing and the scene is happening.
Right.
In this particular production, the underscoring is still the voices.
That's right. Yeah.
And so when Jonathan, you're doing lines, or Dante, when you're doing lines, the underscoring that's going on is still the voices. It's more music to learn, but also being highly aware of the dynamics of it to make sure that we're dropping down softly enough so that the lines can still be heard. And for me, that was one of the more daunting pieces, because in group singing of, you know, Will You Go to Flanders, for instance, I can hear other voices that are singing my part. I can try to match them. I can find where I fit in the blend, in the harmony. But the underscoring adds a whole other layer to that, which for me was, is that, I mean, how familiar were you guys with that concept?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. There is, you know, kind of difficult to, you know, be cognizant of the fact that you have to drop lower, or, you mm-hmm. know, listen while other people are speaking, and especially if you have a line to speak, jumping back into the underscoring parts of the music is kind of, you know, a really difficult task, because, you know, you're almost listening with both of your ears, you know, listening for what's going on and then listening to, you know, what you're saying to the audience at the same time. So I think, yeah, just being cognizant of what's going on, and like you said, the underscore, instead of being instruments, it's people's voices. So it's a little bit of a daunting task for sure.
But credit to the authors, because again, they've created something and they've clearly thought about it very carefully, and things time out. I mean, they have spoken passages with vocal underscoring, you know, it's just kind of background music, mm-hmm. but it all works. If you're doing it properly, it all works out well, and again, it's just a beautiful work.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the director of this production is Sharon Houck, and Sharon she's known all throughout the area because she's worked in Thomaston, she's worked at the Warner, she's worked in Goshen, she's been everywhere, and an amazing director. Now, Jonathan, I know you've worked with her several times
before.
Many
times, yeah. And
how is it working with her on this project?
Well, you can tell how much she has her heart vested in this particular show, mm-hmm. and it really rubs off on all of us, too. I mean, this is, I know, something that is near and dear to her heart. Mm-hmm. It's something she's wanted to do for a while. And again, very grateful to her and to Dan Ringette for assembling this cast.
Yeah.
I think probably all of us have worked with one, if not both of them, mm-hmm. over our performing careers in this area. So it's special for us to see how special it is to her. Mm-hmm. And again, it's fantastic.
Dante, how about you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just working with a director that's as passionate about the project that we're a part of, it resonates with all of us, and it, you know, trickles down from the top, and she really, you know, instilled in us that at the beginning, how special it was for her, and just seeing her reaction to us performing it, especially during the last rehearsal, it's just a beautiful thing, and just, it really lights that fire inside of you, you know, working with people that are as passionate as Sharon and Dan.
Mm. She's such a pro, and it's always a pleasure to work with a director who's competent and knowledgeable and knows what she wants, and
yeah.
mm-hmm. that makes a huge difference as well.
Definitely.
I also find it interesting that she's very conscious of not over-directing us, yeah. you know, and like you said, she and Dan assembled this group of people that have a lot of experience and have done, and many of whom have worked together before, but people who know how to work in a group dynamic and have a sense of being able to, what's the word I want to use here? Not improv, but none of us need to be told on this,
right.
in this moment, on this beat, you hit this foot at
right.
that point.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, it's allowed to be sort of organic,
yes.
which is,
yeah.
in a show like this, I think is so crucial,
yeah.
because it has to have that feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just based on the whole concept of the story that's being told.
Yeah.
So we're talking this morning all about All Is Calm, which is opening on November 25th and running through December 10th over at the Old Town Hall in Goshen, right there at Route 4 and Route 63. My route number, I'm terrible with route numbers. But you can go to GoshenPlayers.org to find out more about it, to get tickets and so on and so forth. And in just a little bit, I'm giving away a pair of tickets to the Sunday, November 26th performance. It's a 3 p.m. performance, so check your calendars. Make sure that you're available for that date if you're interested in winning those tickets. But that is going to be after What's the Buzz. And before we get to What's the Buzz, we're going to have to pause for a quick word, and then we'll get into all the good stuff. So stay tuned.
The holiday season creates magical moments to connect with your child. Did you know that singing with children or talking about the colors or smells of the season builds their vocabularies and helps their brains grow? As a parent, I'm the most powerful influence in my child's life. By taking a little time every day to talk, read, and sing with them, I'm setting them up for a lifetime of learning from the day they are born. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, ideas, and resources to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning this season.
What's the buzz?
All right, let's see what's going on in the theater world, shall we? Performances. First up, Goshen Players. Again, they have announced All Is Calm. It's an a cappella musical about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. It's November 25th through December 10th. Check out goshenplayers.org for tickets and info. And stay tuned. I am giving away a pair of tickets in just a bit. Landmark Community Theaters announced their production of the musical Nuncrackers. That's going to be running December 2nd through December 17th over at the Thomaston Opera House. Check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for information and tickets. The Phoenix Stage Company has announced their production of the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. That's the short version of the title. The long version would take all of the segment. So, Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol, that's December 2nd through December 16th. PhoenixStageCompany.org is the site to go to for information and tickets. TheaterWorks New Milford has announced their production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's going to be running December 8th through December 31st. And coincidentally, they're my guests next weekend, so make sure you tune in next weekend for that. If you want tickets on to Spelling Bee, go to TheaterWorks.us. And the Warner Theater is in the middle of their run of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. That's running now through November 19th. You can go to warnertheater.org for more on that. One audition to mention, Goshen Players have announced their auditions for the play Arsenic and Old Lace. Those auditions will be December 4th and 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Old Town Hall there in Goshen. You can go to goshenplayers.org to find out more about that. And that is the buzz for this morning. We're going to pause for a quick word from a sponsor, and then we'll be back with more of the show, and I'm giving away that pair of tickets, so stay tuned.
Well, you go to Flanders.
The Western Front, Christmas 1914. Out of the violence, a silence, then a song.
A German soldier steps into no man's land singing Stille Nacht. Thus begins an extraordinary night of camaraderie, music, peace.
A remarkable true story, told in the words and songs of the men who lived it.
Goshen Players is proud to present All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914, on stage at Goshen's Old Town Hall, November 25th to December 10th. All tickets are just $25 and can be reserved at goshenplayers.org.
All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914 is a beautiful musical recounting of a World War I ceasefire of gifts, poetry, and melody.
Tickets are going fast, so be sure to reserve yours today at goshenplayers.org. That's goshenplayers.org.
In the middle of the war, we had ourselves a Merry Christmas.
Hey, what a coincidence. We're talking all about All Is Calm this morning, and that was a little bit about All Is Calm. And like I've been saying, I do have a pair of tickets for the Sunday, November 26th, 3 p.m. performance of All Is Calm that I am going to give away to a random caller. As long as you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win. All you have to do is call into the station, 860-567-3697. That's 860-567-FM97. If you call in, you might be a winner, just saying. In the meantime, I'm going to give you a little more music from the Cantus production of All Is Calm. This is their version of Silent Night.
And then they sang Stille Nacht. I shall never forget it. It was one of the highlights of my life. Albert Morin of the 2nd Queen's Regiment. Looking out over the parapet, we could see that he had left his trench and was standing on the top bank, in the open and in full view. He then walked towards us and stood in the middle of no man's land. He either had full confidence in the Christian spirit of Christmas Day or was completely round the twist. But whatever it was, we admired his guts. Company followed suit and went out to meet him, and there they were, shaking hands, like a couple of long-lost school chums. It was unbelievable. In no time at all, a whole crowd of Germans had left their trench and were gathered round the two of them, where eventually the whole of my company assembled. Sergeant G.H. Morgan, Royal Warwickshire Regiment.
They came out of their trenches and walked across unarmed. What were our men to do? Shoot? You could not shoot unarmed men. Count Edward Glacken, Brigadier General, 15th Brigade.
Then one German took a chance and jumped up on top of the trench and shouted out, "Happy Christmas, Tommy!" So of course, our boys said, if he can do it, we can do it. And we all jumped up. A sergeant major shouted, "Get down!" But we said, "Shut up, sergeant. It's Christmas time."
That was Silent Night from the Cantus production of All Is Calm here on Backstage on WZBG. Congratulations going out to Scott from Torrington. He was the winner of that pair of tickets to go see All Is Calm on Sunday the 26th of November. We had a bunch of callers. If you didn't win, I do apologize. I'd love to give you tickets, but you know, Goshen does need to sell some seats too. So you can go to goshenplayers.org to find availability and tickets and so on and so forth. And I think they're running some kind of a deal where you can also order like a snack tray. You get like a charcuterie option if you're interested in that kind of thing. Because Goshen Players often does that cabaret style seating with little tables. You can bring snacks. You can bring beverages. Keep it under control, folks. You know, you don't want to distract from the performance, especially something like this. But that's one of the other nice things about Goshen. Not only is it an intimate, acoustically wonderful space, but you can make an event out of it, more so than you might in other places where it's traditional theater seating and so on and so forth. But I love the show. I love the music. I love the show. The recording, the Cantus recording, it's so indicative of what the audience can expect from All Is Calm. You know, what you just heard, it was all vocal. There was not one instrument in there, and the creators blended things so nicely, created these beautiful harmonies for these songs, and I don't know, it lends itself to that atmosphere you want for this particular show. But I digress. Let's talk about costuming. I know that the costumes haven't fully come in yet, but there's been some fittings and some events like that. World War One, that was over 100 years ago now, and so...
And very fitting that we're having this talk today on Veterans Day,
yeah.
Which was Armistice Day,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate the end of World War One.
But costuming a show like this, where you're transitioning from character to character, from side of the war to another side of the war, perhaps, what's that looking like so far? What kinds of costumes? Because I can't imagine it's going to be full replica if you're a British soldier, and then if you're suddenly a German soldier, you're going to go off stage and tear it all off and switch into a German outfit. So how's it working? How's it looking so far?
Well, yeah, I think we all have these small adjustments that we can either add to our person or take off,
mm-hmm.
When we do switch from being, a German soldier or a British soldier or a French soldier. That could be a hat, that could be maybe a jacket, it could be taking on a bag or taking off a bag. I think those small adjustments are kind of what indicates, you switching from, side to side to side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, Sharon's vision of the show is one where the costumes, a very minimal set, all of that is kind of background. Also, very dark. Again,
mm-hmm.
It's winter, it's wartime,
mm-hmm.
everything is very dark, everything is very generic looking, because it's about the voices, it's about the faces, if you will. It's about the human element, and it's almost immaterial whether you're wearing a German uniform or a British uniform or a French uniform, because it's about these individuals and what they experienced, and I think it's, again, a very special look.
Mm. Well, it's easy, Jonathan, for you to say when you're not one of the three men wearing a kilt.
that's true.
I'm actually excited about that prospect. There are three of us that we don't cross over to the German side. There are three actors that are always on the British, Scottish, French, etc. side, and so there's three of us that are apparently going to be in kilts, and it's going to be a new experience for some of us. So. But yeah, that idea that you make it so that almost all of it fades into the background, and you get the faces and you get the voices to let the story stand on its own, I think that's beautiful. And that idea that Sharon had to do it that way, I think is absolutely tremendous. And of course, our costumers, we've got Renee and we've got Mary Beth, are doing a fabulous job finding pieces that will work, and of course Cassie McKenna, who is our prop mistress,
yep.
finding pieces. Those are starting to come in, which is also
very nice.
Huge for us, I think. I don't know. But do you guys, are you guys dealing with a lot of props on your end?
Me, not so much. So, no? Again, there are others that I think have more to handle.
But. Yeah, I think I may have... I have one or two. I have a leather case with a couple cigars in it.
Ooh.
And then other than that, I think...
What about your care package?
Oh, yes, the care package, that's right. You do hand me a care package that has a lot of stuff in it. My family must really love me because they send me a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, I think we're going to be working that into the scene this week.
Well, you mentioned the care package. I don't know how much research you guys have done. I feel like I don't know as much about World War I as I know about some of the other 20th century wars. And I was reading up on it, and apparently, in England at least, there was a whole drive to send care packages to soldiers that you could contribute, and basically the government would send the packages to the soldiers. So, you know, that idea of being connected to home when you're far from home and engaged in... It was a long war, and it was a... There's a line at the end that the front didn't change for months. You were fighting over the same dozen or so yards of earth for long stretches of time. Right. That idea of being able to connect back to home somehow, I think, must have been very powerful for the soldiers that were fighting at that time. Yeah. So now I'm rambling again, but how do you try to capture that feeling? You know, we're very fortunate. We've lived in a time where we haven't had to worry about going off and fighting in other places and being at war. You know, again, fitting that it's Veterans Day, we need to thank, and we do thank, of course, all the people that serve and who make those kinds of sacrifices for us. But Dante, I know you don't have any military experience. Jonathan, I'm guessing you don't.
No,
I know that I don't.
Again, so, we were lucky to live in a time where we weren't called up.
Yeah. But so how do you try to capture that idea?
There are places in the world right now that are very much involved. So.
I think the writers of the show did a really fantastic job at incorporating the actual speeches and words of these soldiers. Mm-hmm. And I think going through the process of the show, there are some lines that hearing them change the way that you react and you think at that specific moment. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, towards the beginning of the show, we're all lined up, you know, going to war. We don't really know what's happening. And there's a line that Zach says about, you know, meeting somebody named Joe and how he never palled up with anybody after that incident happened to him. And I think you start, you know, realizing that this is not what you possibly thought it was. And I think, like, you know, going through the show, you kind of have this sense of, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to return home. Maybe this care package is going to be the last one that I have. And, you know, maybe I won't die. Maybe I will die. But maybe, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's just really difficult because we don't have that, you know, experience personally. But just really tuning into these, you know, soldiers that were really here, it's really tough.
And what the creators of the show have also done is not only given us the words from the journals and the letters of the soldiers who were there, but also included their names and their battalions or their companies. So again, even more personal, you know, not only what was said, but who said it.
Yeah.
Again, it really ties it to a real person. Yeah. And I think that helps.
Absolutely. We got a little low here, you know, and that happens in the show. It goes through that range of emotions. But here on Backstage on WZBG, I like to keep things a little light. So how about we do this? Why don't we do a song from the Cantus production, a little lighter, and then we'll come back, we'll talk about the weather. And believe it or not, it's 9:50, so we'll have to kind of wrap things up at that point. So here from the Cantus production of All Is Calm, which one did I pick? Oh, yes. This is... I mean, if you know it, you know it. This is Wassail.
A wassail, a wassail, all over the town. Our tail seat is white and our head it is brown. Our bow it is made from the white maple tree. With a wassailing bow we'll drink unto thee.
And here's to our horse and to his right ear. May God send our master a happy new year. A happy new year, as I did see. With a wassailing bow I drink unto thee.
So here is to Cherry and to his right cheek. Pray God send our master a good piece of beef. A good piece of beef that we may all see. With a wassailing bowl I drink unto thee. So here's to Broad Mary and to her brown horn. Pray God send our master a good crop of corn. A good crop of corn that we may all see. With a wassailing bowl we drink unto thee.
And here is to Phil Bell and to her left ear. Pray God send our master.
Wassail from the Cantus production of All Is Calm here on Backstage on WZBG. A fun number, a nice emotional...
Rollicking.
That's a great word. It's an emotional breather of sorts for a show that has a lot of heavy elements to it. But before we get back into talking about All Is Calm, we need to talk about the weather. So I don't know if you guys divided it up or if somebody drew the short straw or...
I can do these last ones.
Okay.
Here we go.
Veterans Day. Mostly sunny, seasonably cool, high mid to upper 40s. Tonight, clear and cold, low in the 20s.
Sunday, mostly sunny, colder, highs only in the low 40s. And Sunday night, clear and very cold, low 18 to 23.
Oof. And Monday, a blend of sun and clouds, high into low to mid 40s.
And it's currently about 44 or so degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. So welcome to November. Welcome to... Yeah. it seems like we skipped through fall rather quickly and got to sort of that late fall, early winter sort of weather. Now that I've said that, though, there's probably going to be a spike in heat at some point before. But fortunately, Old Town Hall in Goshen has heat. So if you want to come see the show, it's a nice warm place to be. Very welcoming, very inviting. One of the things we were talking about off the air that we, to go, kind of go back a little bit to some of the music we heard before with Silent Night, with the complexity of what we do, there's that moment in Silent Night where you've got a version in English, a version in German, and a version in French, all being sung at the same time, although everybody starts on a different beat. So what, I mean, how do you wrap your mind around that when you're trying to blend with everybody else, but everybody's singing in a different language, everybody's at a different point in the song? Is there a trick to it, or is it just do it until you can't screw it up?
Yeah, no, I think the repetition is really what's helping me personally. My character starts singing in French before everybody, so I think just trying to not think too much about the timing, but just know, you know, what's happening and just... Because, I mean, they're all different parts, so you can't really listen to somebody else singing.
Mm.
You know, nobody else is really singing in French except me and Zach or the tenor ones. But just kind of holding that part down that you know and try and be as confident as you can. I think that's kind of where I'm at right now.
We have faith in the composer that these pieces fit together like a puzzle.
Mm.
And also they evoke the fact that you're in the trenches and you have different groups of soldiers in different physical locations.
Yeah.
And they happen to be singing a song. And so it's disparate, but it also fits together really nicely.
And yeah. And it's also nice to acknowledge the idea that it wasn't just two nations at war, that
right.
you had a variety of groups. You know, yeah, that song, it's mostly English, German, and French, but at different points we bring in some Flemish.
Yep.
There, in the accents, the Scottish accent and the Irish accent and the... you know, we're getting close, but how much experience do you guys have with accents and developing those throughout a show? Dante?
I took a dialect class while I was in college.
Oh, okay.
But besides that, not really a lot. I've wanted to kind of do more character work, but the last couple of productions that I've been in have been mostly, you know, American shows that don't really require any sort of dialect, but I'm really glad that I got to be a part of this where we have to kind of use so many different voices.
And baptism really, by fire.
Yeah, yeah, just throw me right in.
Jonathan, how about you?
I've done British accents since I was, I don't know, knee-high to a grasshopper. but
well, you're the unofficial, like, dialect coach for the
well,
productions.
Yeah, I mean, with the languages, it helps. I was a German and French major in college, so I'm happy to be able to provide that assistance to our group because we're singing in German, we're singing in French, most of it in English. Remember that in World War One, even though the Americans fought in World War One, they didn't enter the war until much later, and this is the first Christmas of World War One. So all of this is British, as you said, Scottish, Irish, and French, and German, of course. So
it's, you know, again, and I'm going to sound a little self-aggrandizing here, but it's a fabulous production. We have such an amazing cast that's been brought together. You know, I remember the first night we were all there, and most of us, our big thing was like, I don't want to be the weak link. No, I don't want to be the weak link, because it's so important to everybody to come together, and I think we're doing that beautifully.
Yeah,
so it's been a pleasure thus far. I look forward to where we go with it. But since we're about out of time, gentlemen, Jonathan, Dante, I want to thank you both for coming in to talk about it. I'm excited. We need a little bit more time. I know we need a little bit more time, but I'm getting that point now where I'm getting excited because let's bring in an audience and we're almost there. So just thank you so much for being a part of it and for coming in this morning. And and so to all of you out there listening, make sure you check it out. It's called All Is Calm. It's at the Goshen Old Town Hall from November 25th through December 10th. You can go to GoshenPlayers.org for tickets and information. Don't forget to tune in next week when I have representatives from TheaterWorks New Milford and their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. We have that to look forward to. And tomorrow, don't forget, Amy Ferrati is broadcasting from the annual Holiday Craft Fair at Northwestern Regional High School in Winsted. So much going on. A lot of stuff. I'm going to leave you with a little snippet of one more from the Cantus production of All Is Calm. This is another one of my favorites from the show. This is Auld Lang Syne. Have a great week, everybody.
And so we had sung everything from Good King Wenceslas down to the ordinary Tommy songs and ended up with Auld Lang Syne, which we all, English, Scots, Irish, Prussian, Württembergers, joined in. It was absolutely astounding. And if I had seen it on a cinematograph film, I should have sworn that it was...
You're tuned to FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, and the Farmington Valley.